you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
The banking sector in Jamaica continues to evolve. Persons are now able to interact with Jamaica's financial institutions through ABM machines and online platforms. On this week's Career Talk, we tell you about the exciting field of e-business and e-banking. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned.
As it pertains to the banking sector, the e-business portfolio is the arm of the bank that's responsible for all of the alternative channels. This will include ABMs, online banking, apps, text banking, all of these digitalized channels where persons can conduct financial transactions.
Head of e-business at Jamaica National, Ricardo Distant. Persons working in the e-business sector support the infrastructure of the bank to ensure customers have a smooth experience using the alternative banking channels. With more financial institutions investing in alternative banking channels, more persons are required to carry out various functions such as educating customers and sales. Mr. Distant says persons interested in entering the field will need specific skills.
Well, a first degree is definitely a plus, and you'd want to be in business. And yes, IT is a good asset. However, sometimes persons mix up e-business with actual IT, because while you're responsible for the strategic direction and to ensure that they are implemented in accordance with the objectives you are trying to achieve, you are not going to necessarily be writing programs. However, you need to have a good understanding of the infrastructure that is going to assist you in delivering these objectives. So, for example, an investment, you'd want to make sure that the return on investment is in keeping with expectations. So you'd want financial background, you'd want business development skills, you'd want the ability also to be analytical, because you're going to be looking at a lot of data to ensure that you really deploy the resources in the area of the organization that really need it and can give you the best return.
So, if you're thinking about a career in e-business and banking, there are degree programs that can give you a firm foundation to enter the sector.
All of the major education institutions offer a degree in banking and finance. I think is one of the popular majors. In addition to that, MIS would be good as well, if you major in MIS, because that gives you the management side, as well as it gives you an introduction to the technology, so you appreciate how it can assist the business. So anything along that, you know, line would be definitely suitable to have a job in the e-business.
Mr. Distant is encouraging persons to continue to educate themselves, especially in the area of business, as this can be an asset.
My general recommendation is that persons should read a lot, try to go to as many conferences as possible in their area, and skill sets developed from another area can actually assist. For example, I use IT skill sets that I gained while doing the first degree to assist in the current portfolio, where it is heavily business. However, from time to time, I have to get involved and say, hey, what are the obstacles you face? You know, why don't you try it this way, given that I have some knowledge in that area as well.
In making the transition from learning the theory to applying the skills on the job, Mr. Distant says finding a good mentor does make a big difference.
So, for example, you went to a business school, you learned about net present value, you know, ROI, but how do you apply that? And in applying it, what are the variables you need to consider given the market that you're operating? And that can only come from, you know, on-the-job experience or through a mentorship program where the person is sharing that information with you.
Head of e-business at Jamaica National, Ricardo Distant. That's it for this week's Career Talk. Thanks for listening, and we hope you learned something useful. On behalf of student engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer. Take care and have a good day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.